This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
On the Chicago Board of Trade Friday, July wheat closed at 739. That was up 13. September wheat closed at 757 and a quarter, up 11 and a quarter. December wheat closed at 776 and three quarter, up a dime. July Corn Friday closed at 672 and a half, up 20 and one half. September corn closed at 628 and a half, up two and a quarter. December corn closed at 634 and three quarter. That was up two and a half. July soybeans Friday closed at 1512 and three quarter, up 46 and three quarter. August beans closed at 1481 and three quarter, up 35 and a half. September beans closed at 1450 and a quarter, up 32 and three quarter. July soybean meal Friday closed at 436. That was up 94. August meal closed at 429.50, up 82. September meal closed at 424, up 86. July soybean oil Friday closed at 52.21, up 129. August oil closed at 52.39, up 130. September oil closed at 52.59, up 131. July oats Friday closed at 336, up 2, and September oats closed at 338, up 2. Right now, we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for the Cash Grain Report.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture with tonight's Grain Market Report. Illinois country grain prices ended mostly higher on Friday afternoon. While traders believe the USDA reports were considered bearish, thoughts of hot and dry conditions for the Corn Belt drove futures prices higher. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 11 to 22 cents stronger at 660 to 682, and soybean bids were up 43 to 44 cents, ranging from 1495 to 1505. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids steady to a penny higher at 659 to 676. Soybeans were up 40 cents at 1492 to 1508. And cash wheat bids gained 21 to 24 cents at 719 to 731. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were mixed at 678 to 694. Soybeans were up 37 to 48 cents at 1496 to 1522. And cash wheat bids gained 14 cents at 723 to 767. Illinois River barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids 19 to 22 cents stronger at 686 to 691. Soybeans advanced 44 to 46 cents at 1526 to 1534. And the wheat prices gained 7 to 8 cents, ranging from 719 to 725. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids 20 to 22 cents stronger at $7 to 703. These same elevators increased their soybean prices by 49 to 50 cents, with quotations at 1543 to 1545. Soft red winter wheat gained 14 cents, ranging from 746 to 747, and the Milo ended 20 cents higher at 638 to 639. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. New crop corn ranges from 594 up to 604. New crop soybeans in northern and western Illinois were at 1388 up to 1402. In central Illinois, new crop bids range from 597 up to 614. New crop soybeans at 1390 to 1409. And in the southern part of the state, new crop corn bids range from 607 to 627. And the new crop soybean bids ended at 1402 up to 1424. That is our grain and futures report for Friday. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange Friday, July hogs closed at 96.62, down a dime. August hogs closed at 94.77, up 87. October hogs closed at 82.95, up 97. June cattle Friday closed at 116.55, up a nickel. August cattle closed at 120.45, up 112. October cattle closed at 124.40, up $1.10. August feeder cattle Friday closed at 151.45, up $1. September feeders 154.40, up 102. October feeders closed at 156.22, up $1.17. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for the Cash Livestock Market Report.
This is Joe Massey with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture's closing livestock report for Friday. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Afternoon Hogs, negotiated purchases of bears and gilts on a carcass basis totaled 3,220 head today. They traded $2.17 lower from 94 to 102 with a weighted average of 95.07. And in Illinois today, there was 19,500 head of bears and gilts sold. Primal cutout value for a hog carcass was down 72 cents today at 95.43. Illinois Direct Slaughter Sow and Boar Report. Sows traded steady with U.S. 1s and 3s under 400 pounds from 43 to 45, 4 to 5 weights from $44 to $48, and over 500 pounds from 47 to 51. Receipts this week totaled 3,800 head. Illinois Direct Bears and Gilts traded steady again today from $66 to $68. The estimated daily livestock slaughter under federal inspection for Friday. Hogs are at 402,000 on the day. That's up 27,000 from last week and up 50,000 from a year ago. Cattle are at 123,000 on the day. That's down 3,000 from last week, but up 1,000 from the same time last year. USDA's estimated box beef choice cutout values. There was a total of 136 fabricated loads and 32 trim loads. Choice carcasses were down $1.46 at $1.9466, while selects fell $2.24 at $1.7809, leaving the choice select spread at $16.57. And at the Walnut Livestock Auction on Thursday, they had 266 head on offer. There was no price available due to reporters' absence last week. Choice steers from $1.18.5 to $1.24.25, choice Holsteins from $1.02.5 to $1.07, and choice heifers from $1.17 to $1.21. In the slaughter cow division, you had breaking type cows from 79 to 84.5, boning type cows from 75.5 to 82.5, while the lean cows traded from $68 to $75. Thank you. Again, this has been Joe Massey with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Spot dairy prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange Friday for butter, 152 and 3 quarter, up 3 quarter. For block cheese, 165 unchanged. For barrel cheese, 167 and a half unchanged. And the spot price for Class 3 milk ending the week, 1565. Here are the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville. Corn delivered to Greenfield for June, $6.83. For July, $6.36. Corn delivered to Scottville for June, $6.75. For July, $6.34. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville for June, $15.06. And for July, $14.67. Wheat delivered to Scottville for June, $7.08. For more information or to confirm the bids, call Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888. Pre-opening prices again. Corn at Greenfield, $6.83. Corn at Scottville, $6.75. Beans at Scottville or Greenfield, $15.06. Wheat at Scottville, $7.08. And that's all for Part 1 of the Morning Farm Show.
And thank you very much, Randy. Part one brought to you by Wright Automotive, Route 127 and 185 in Hillsboro, Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Street in Litchfield, and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Radar weather brought to you by M&M Service Company.
Greenyard Lawn Care by FS is currently applying steps 3 and 4 of its 6-part program. It's the time of year for summer fertilizer, grub prevention application, and to check evergreen trees and other plants for bagworms. Give Greenyard Professional Lawn Care by FS a call at 1-800-962-7331. For a free estimate and scouting of your plants, call Greenyard Lawn Care by FS. It's a service of M&M Service Company, the local solution for your world of needs.
An excessive heat warning stays put till 7 o'clock tonight. Partly sunny, hot, humid today. A 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms. A high of 98. Partly cloudy tonight. A 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Low 75. Partly sunny, hot, humid tomorrow with a high of 98. Clear skies Tuesday night. Low 75. And then for the 4th of July on Wednesday, sunny, hot, and humid with a high of 101. Here at the Weather Center, pressure rising, winds are light, 69 degrees. This update brought to you by M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs. And more of the Farm Show on the way.
One of the only guarantees in life is death. No one likes to think about it, but we need to be prepared for it by strengthening our financial security. With life insurance from Country Financial Representative Greg Holcomb, you can be sure that your family's financial needs are met if something happens to you. And if circumstances are in your favor, your whole life policy can provide an income for you upon retirement. A tangible plan for financial security that can protect you throughout your whole life. From Greg Holcomb, your country representative in Hillsboro.
Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Bishop Motors in Staunton and Litchfield. And once again, WSMI is Randy Prangy.
In our farm news today, we talked to M&M crop consultant Bill Brink about the area's soybean crop and how it's doing with the hot and dry weather.
Well, for soybeans, obviously it's a different crop. The moisture requirements for soybeans are different than it is for corn. There's two main times when soybeans can really be hurt by a moisture stress. Obviously, it's at the time of seeding, you know, when there's not enough moisture there to, you know, for the moisture to imbibe into the seed and, you know, for it to germinate and sprout and grow. And then the second time is when the seeds are being formed on the plant, and that is, you know, R1 to R3 stage, primarily around the R3 stage. And so we're not there yet, although we are in the reproductive stages in some of these fields right now. The earliest planted soybeans, you see blooms. When you see blooms, that's the beginning of the reproductive stages. That's the R1 stage. But again, the hot, dry weather is slowing up the development of the soybean plant. In some cases, if we have prolonged dry conditions, it's either going to slow down, greatly slow down, or even stop nitrogen production by these plants. As many people know, soybean does have the ability to reinitiate plant growth. I mean, we've seen this many times. Normally, we get into the month of August and we get some rains, and it really stimulates new growth in soybeans. And soybean does have the potential to do that. So if we can get some rain now, it'll re-stimulate some of these soybean plants, and it should be okay. But they're holding on pretty well. The soybean crop seems to be holding on pretty well. They're short, not growing very rapidly, not growing very much, but they're still holding on pretty well. But one thing that I have noticed is I still continue to see weeds in some of these soybean fields. I stopped by a soybean field every week, as I have mentioned before, and I went into this soybean field again this morning recently, and I still see weeds that are knee-high. Water hemp, the field has been sprayed, but these water hemp plants that are knee-high or even higher, you know, these are going to be escapes, and these are going to be very difficult to control. Even if you go out there the second time and try to hit them. So, you know, this is a problem that we just have to take care of. We've just got to get out there and treat these soybean fields when the weeds are a lot shorter than what they are in some fields.
Okay. That was M&M crop consultant Bill Brink. We talked to Sam Hudson of Water Street Solutions, and we asked him about the marketing of grain stored on the farm.
You know, I think there's a fair amount. I think more of it is the fact that, you know, they see the problems with some of the new crop production right now and, you know, are fearful to sell that. And, you know, if we do burn it up, it'll probably be the right thing to hang on to it because the markets will really, really take off. The risk in doing that, though, is if we do get, you know, a few decent showers and we don't see a significant market reaction, you know, for a few months here, you're talking about rolling those old crop contracts into new crop. And if that market doesn't take off, you're losing a little bit of premium there. And we've also talked about this basis collapsing as well. You're going to take a hit in the basis from old crop to new crop. So, you know, if a guy's got a lot of old crop left and he's got a lot of new crop to sell, you know, maybe a point here to look at scaling out of some of that old crop just to take some of that risk off the table. And maybe stay open on some of the new crop and see what the numbers say and see how weather develops from here.
That was Sam Hudson of Water Street Solutions. More farm news after this.
Hi, this is Kyle Bishop from Bishop Motors. Right now, the Green Tag Event is taking place, and the Chrysler Dodge vans have 0% for 60 months or $2,750 rebate and 2% financing to qualified buyers. And the all-new Dodge Avenger and the Chrysler 200 have 0% for 72 months or rebates of $3,000. And also, the Ram pickups have up to $4,500 in rebates and 2% financing for 60 months. Everything is marked down, and we have to have good trade-ins, so bring us your vehicle, and we can see what we can do for you. Bishop Motors, where your word and handshake makes the best deals.
Friday morning, the United States Department of Agriculture released their acreage and grain stocks report. According to Mike Zazzolo, president of Global Commodity Analytics, it was a bit on the bearish side.
We came in with a 96.4 million planted corn acreage number. That was at the top end of the range. Beans, same way, 76.1 million planted, top end of 76.5. Corn stocks, right in the middle of the range, whereas the bean stocks came in above trade guesses on the Dow Jones estimates, 667 million bushels for beans as of June 1. That topped the estimate. So on the surface, the report was a negative report for the row crops. I'd rate it probably a little bit more neutral for the wheat with planted acres, all wheat, 56 million. That was on the low end of trade guesses. Wheat stocks at 743, that was on the top end. So I think those two kind of canceled each other out.
This was the first major report from the United States Department of Agriculture to be released while trading was taking place in Chicago. And Zazzolo said there was movement early on.
Corn initially went negative after the numbers came out right at 8:30 Eastern time, and then all of a sudden we saw it turn around and head back up towards its weekly highs, up over 20 cents on the session in a matter of minutes. And I think this is where these trade price activity is going to be extremely hard to track in the short term and hard for the agriculture sector if you're a producer or an elevator or an analyst. So that's why I'm tending to go back more into the medium term and not look at the every hour and every hour and every hour and try and get into more of the weekly and monthly and more medium term mindset. I'm actually going the opposite direction of the trade at this point from an analytical perspective because I don't want to get chopped up and cut up by the trade pricing.
A portion of the reports that caught Zazzolo's attention was that of the harvested acres.
USDA came in at 88.8 million harvested acres on the acreage report on Friday. The June WASD report a couple weeks ago was actually 89.1 million harvested. So USDA is actually starting to account for the problems that we're seeing in the corn crop currently, and they did this by reducing harvested acres compared to earlier estimates.
And that was Mike Zazzolo from Global Commodity Analytics. There were no major surprises in Friday's USDA quarterly hogs and pigs report. As of June 1st, the United States inventory totaled 65.8 million head, up 1% from 1 year ago and 1% from March. The breeding herd inventory was 5.8 million head, up 1% from last year and up 1% from March. The March-May pig crop totaled 29.4 million head, up 1% from 2011. Joe Kearns, International Agribusiness Group market analyst, describes this as a vanilla report. The kept-for-breeding figure was slightly higher than expected, but Kearns says the number could have been even larger.
I think that the trade is certainly fearful of some large expansion, and why not? We've had a couple of good years of economic viability in the pork industry, and with an interest rate environment and uncertainty in the world, pork producers have a tendency to put money back in where they know what they're doing. That's certainly back into more sows, and we didn't see that in this report, and I think that's a very, very healthy sign for the industry on a go forward here.
Looking at the Iowa Southern Minnesota basis, Kern expects the third quarter to average $92 per carcass. For the fourth quarter, more pressure is expected. Kern is forecasting a $76 average. Going into 2011, Purdue University agricultural economist Chris Hurt said the livestock industry needed a good North American corn and soybean crop. Without adequate feed supplies, expansion in the swine industry would be a major concern.
I think that's the single biggest factor we have, and that is in the last 2 weeks, 2 weeks along 10 trading days, we have corn, new crop corn, $1.30 higher. We have soybean meal from the time this survey was done up about $55 to $60 a ton. That's a game changer in terms of the economics of the hog business.
Hurt says the volatile corn and soybean markets will significantly impact the profitability of the U.S. swine industry.
I have this current quarter, basically, you know, numbers we have to use tonight are around $7 corn and $425, $430 soybean meal for this quarter before we can get to new crop. That gives us cost or record high for raising hogs up around very high 80s, 90 cents is the estimate I have on a lean basis. So that gives, on my calculations, losses for the third and fourth quarter and first quarter next year, a little bit of profit, second, third quarter with losses in the fourth quarter. Now, what that again tells me is that this is a discouraging outlook. It's not a discouraging outlook because of the hogs and pigs reports and what pork producers have done with regard to the sizes of their herds. It has to do with weather-related concerns about the 2012 corn and soybean crop.
For more information, producers can contact the Pork Checkoff Service Center. Go to pork.org. And right now we'll update the hog markets. We join University of Missouri livestock economist Dr. Ron Plain.
Well, it wasn't a real good week for the hog markets. Hog slaughter looks like it's going to be up between 1 and 2% this week. That's after two consecutive weeks with slaughter below year-ago levels. The weights, though, continue to decline. Iowa, Minnesota live weights last week averaged 271.4 pounds, down 7-tenths of a pound from the week before. That's likely to continue to decline with this hot weather. As far as prices, cutout value lost about a little over $2 per hundredweight this week, trading around $96 per hundredweight late in the week. As far as hog prices, steady to $2 lower is kind of the range on what happened for the week. Carcass prices ending the week around $98 per hundredweight. Terminal markets on a live weight basis in the mid-60s. The big news for the week probably, though, is the weather. This hot, dry weather is hurting prospects for the corn crop. USDA did release a new estimate of corn acreage. 96.4 million acres is what they're projecting to plant this year. That's up 0.6% from the previous estimate and the most acreage since 1937. So if we can get some better weather, we should have a decent corn supply. But if it stays hot and dry, feed costs are likely to stay very high for livestock producers.
And that's University of Missouri livestock economist Dr. Ron Plain. The World Trade Organization will investigate and decide if Indian restrictions on U.S. poultry, meat, and eggs break global commerce rules. India says its ban on imports of various U.S. farm products is needed to prevent the spread of low pathogenic avian influenza. The Office of the U.S. Trade Representative accuses India of ignoring scientific evidence. The U.S. Poultry and Egg Export Council has called India's restrictions protectionist policy that is inconsistent with accepted international standards and has no health or safety justification. In fact, according to the United States Department of Agriculture, low pathogenic bird flu causes minor illnesses, poses no risk to human health, and sometimes manifests in no clinical signs. The council estimates the value of poultry product exports to India could exceed $300 million this year. Coming up later today, we'll have the commodity market updates for you on WSMI, WSMI FM 106 reporting. I'm Randy Prangy.